So now we're going to prepare with Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva. As Reb David Tzvi Hoffman explains, that if you look at Pirkei Avos and you compare this to Avos Reb Noson, which is different than every Tosefta, Tosefta says in Bava Kamma that Avos Reb Noson is the Tosefta of the Mishnah, we see that it's very different because it follows in the beginning, it looks like Tosefta, meaning from the beginning of the Mishnah, all the way to Hillel. It follows the same pattern. All Reb Noson probably expands it and the Mishnah summarizes like every Tosefta. But then it continues on the Avos Reb Noson with Hillel to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai to Reb Yeshua and Reb Elazar and the five Talmidim. And here we diverge from there. We go into Reb Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel, all the Nesim, all the way to Reb Gamliel, Reb Noisha, Reb Yehuda Nasi. We go back to Hillel, and then we continue. And then they diverge completely. And then the fifth parak, which is Be'asor Mamoris, both of Reb Noson and the Mishnah of Rabbi follow the same way. The question is asked why. So in Mishnah Rishon, Reb David Tzvi Hoffman says, in the theory of the Kuelos, whenever there is two Chiburim, which have a part which is extremely similar, and then they diverge completely, it means that both are not just by chance the same, but probably they're taken from an earlier source, and both are reworked in the earlier source. That earlier source is always called the Kuelos, the Q. So yes, that the earlier source, they are working on the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who was Mechadash the Mishnah, because as we all know, it already says in the Mishnah Goyen that before it was Medrash, which means that you always bring a Pasuk and you develop the idea of the Pasuk, you always give the Scripture. And the Mishnah is Aloch HaTor Shebal Peh without any connection to Scripture. That's why the Mishnah asks me, Mose v'chulei, by Mose kuim sashma, always the Gemara asks, Menoah HaNemile, or Tana Echa Koi Diktane Me'amosai, because that's bring the Pasuk. Who was the Mechadish? Is Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is the one, the Gemara Megillah calls Rebbe Akiva's Timto, all the Stomas are Rebbe Akiva. So the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva, which is the beginning, which is called the earlier Mishnah, the Rebbe collated that system to turn into Mishnayos, the Mishnah needed so the pedigree. Who are these people? Where did they come from? So Rebbe David Tzvi Hoffman postulates that the Mishnah HaRishoina, which is all the way, is the introduction to the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva. And that's why we explain why the fifth perek, which is Be'asor Mamoras, Be'asor number 10, what does it have to do with Pirkei Avos? And why is that a commonality? It says, yes, because if you look in the, what when the Rebbe Akiva's mission introduction is giving you the structure or the origin or the formation of Torah Shebal Peh. So it has to show you that the word, the same way by Bria's Olam, the word 10 steps, the creation of the Mishnah of Torah Shebal Peh was also a 10-step process, which goes all the way from Anshei Knesset HaGdoila to Rebbe Akiva. Now, I'm going to explain a little bit. The problem is that everybody has, that if you look at the generations, you have only 9. You have Shimon HaTzadik, Antik Dushe Socho, and the 5 Zugas up to Hillel, that's 7. Then you have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, 8, and the 5 Talmidim, 9. So how can you say 10? So Rabbi David Tzvi Hoffman says, maybe Anshei Knesset HaGdoila is the number 1. But I think the idea is, Rabbi David Tzvi Hoffman, if you would go and follow all of the Maharal, as the Maharal says in so many places, we all know that whenever Chazal say 10, always the 10th is missing. Be'asor Mamoras Nivra Olam, the Gemara says, Be'asor Mamoras Nivra Olam is only Tes, says Ayoymer, the Gemara says, Breishes Lam Maimer Hu. So you see that whenever the Moshal Minyan is 10, but the Gemara says, Tisha Niri, Tisha Ve'ored Mitztarfim. And the Gemara says, Ve'ored Gavru. The Gemara says, Echad Nirim, and the Gemara says, you could have Tisha Nirim Ke'asor. If you have 9 that look like 10, is enough. The Gemara says, Machloikis, how do 9 look like 10? If they were either when they are together or they are all over the place. But you see that it's always the number 9. And the Moshal, you say the same idea. By the number 9, Oyev Adam Tisha Kabin, Tir Kav Shalo Yusemi Tisha Kabin Shal Chaveroi. So the Maral says on the idea of Mainzer, that's the Maral on the linear Mainzer. That's the idea of Mainzer. What's the idea of Mainzer? Because in the end, that's the Ibn Ezra's question. Ibn Ezra's question is in the Akdoma. Lechoyer, we have Basar Mamoret. For us, the 10 is so important as a decimal system. But if you look at mathematics, the system is a base 9 system. You have the rule of 9s. You could create all the numbers by the 9. If you take 9 times 1 is 1, then 18, 2, 37, 36, 45, and then 54, 63. So all the numbers can be created by the 9 onto itself. So Lechoyer, the 9 is the property of creation of numbers. Why the 10? So says the Maharal Enachemam, you're right. Like we are seeing everywhere in the world of physical is 9. 10 is the Midah of Kedusha. That's the spiritual. That's a Kedush Boch within the realm that's Me'ached everything. And that is something which is not specific, but it puts everything together. That's the dimension of the Ruchnius of a Kedush Boch, who's Hashgocha Be'olam Hazeh, the Nikud HaRuchnis that puts everything together. That's why in the Maaser, the 10th doesn't belong to you, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, which is Me'achet, puts everything together and gives everything 10s. And that's why it's always like this, right? Be'asor HaMoritz Ve'Olam, but one of them, there's no Maimer. But it's Bereishis. Bereishis is a statement of the fact that it's Me'achet of everything. That's the source of all the Mamores. Be'asor HaSadibur is also. Everyone that says what to do, there is one that doesn't say. It's a statement of fact. Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Anoich Hashem Elokecha is the source that puts everything together, because that is the sense, the idea of putting, of to be coil everything together. The same way the Aser Makis. The Aser Makis, you have 10, 9 Makis. The 10th one is Anivah Lo Shliach, Anivah Lo Malach, Anivah Lo Yacher. Then the Makis Asir is put all the Makis together, because that was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Always the Midah Hasir, right. In the world of physical, it's Tisha Kabi, Shachaveroi. The Midah Hasir is that puts everything together, gives everything context. That's the Ruchnius within those. That's a Kudush Bohu within the realm of creation. So, Rebbe Kiva is Bemes, that idea. Rebbe Kiva is the one who created Shema Pegat Madrega. He's always called the Asiri. The Pasuk Ve'asiri Koidesh Lashem goes in Rebbe Kiva. That's the Zohar that says by Mechilas Yosef, the 9 people, the Asor Gemalchus are connected to Mechilas Yosef. So the Zohar asks, there was only 9 people with Mechilas Yosef, because Reuven wasn't there, Binyamin wasn't there, and Yosef was sold. How can you have a Asor Gemalchus? So the Gemara says that you need a Kapor and a Kodesh Boko, because they put a Kodesh Boko together, and they were Mashpia Kodesh Boko, not to be Megale. So the Kapor and a Kodesh Boko is Rebbe Kiva, which is the pasuk which says, "Vaya sikol asher yavor tachat hashevet ha'asir yekoidesh l'ashem." That's Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva is that midah ha'asir. So Rebbe Kiva is the one. Why? Because the Chido always says, because on the Hashem Elokei Chatir of Shimon Amsoini, the one who's mar b'talmidei Chachomim was Davka Rebbe Kiva. So he's the one that Talmid Chachom is a riboy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates the echod. He puts everything together from Rishus HaYochid. So it comes out that what the 10 in our Mishnah is, there are 9, and there is the elusive 10, the one that created the Mishnah, and that's Rebbe Kiva. So the Rebbe Kiva always represents that elusive Midah that puts it all together, the creation of the Mishnah, which is the synthesization. So there are 10 steps, but the 10th step is always elusive, and that's Rebbe Kiva, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but he's the sense of the Mishnah. That is Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is the one of which holds this idea of Echod, that Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be one, and that's why he is the elusive one that always puts it all together. You see this, the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, you see in the Pasuk, in Chumash, in the beginning of Vayikra. The Vayikra says, Vayidaber Hashem Lemoir. So Rashi's bar, the Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Lemoir. It means Lemoir. Lemoir means to say. So there are two of them. Lemoir is Emor Ktot Klal Yisrael, the Chiba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to me because of you. Bishvilchem Yidabuch Vayidi. So Lemoir means tell them that I'm speaking to you because of them. Or the other one is Lemoir, the other Pshat Rashi, that they Klal Yisrael tell them to accept it. Like they accepted the Aseres HaDibros, they said Naseh V'Nishma. So the Beskarov asks, it doesn't make sense, the second pshat of Rashi. Why did Klal Yisrael need to be Mekabel the Torah? Lechoyra, they already Mekabel the Torah in Sinai. So we need the second Kabbalah of the Torah. But then he quotes the Gemara of Lamed Zayin with Beis and Soita. Gemara of Zayin Soita says there were several breezes. Tanakam holds there was a breeze in Sinai. there was a breeze in Arvos Moyav, right before they came to Ritzot, there was a breeze in Har Gerizim and Harival. And Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says there were three breezes, you're right, but one breeze was Besinai, one breeze was Be'oyal Moyed, and one breeze was Be'Arvos Moyav. And Har Gerizim and Harival, they were not all the mitzvahs, so there was no separate breeze there. So Zog B'Skrov, according to Reb Shimon, the idea is that there was a separate breeze by Oyal Moyed, and therefore they had to be mekabel it, because it's like a separate Kabbalah Satoira. Now, to understand, the Gemara said that that machloikis, if there was a breeze by Oyal Moyed or not, says the Gemara is machloikis in Bekiva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Rashi says that's Lishitosi. Rabbi Shmuel holds Klolis Nemrus Besinai and Protis by Oyal Moyed. So it's one Kabbalah Satoira. There was no need for a Kabbalah Satoira. So therefore, the Kabbalah Satoira was Behar Sinai, Arvos Moyev, and Nargisim. But according to Rabbi Kiva says, Klolos Uprotos Nemru Be'al Moyed, Klolos Uprotos Nemru Be'Sinai. So there was a separate Kabbalah Satoira. It's not that one is Nichlal on the other. So Tzvasemes explains, so comes out, that's how you understand from Tzvasemes, that the first pshat, when he says, Bishvilchem Nivra, is according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Shmolem, so there's no Kabbalah Satoira. Or, therefore, they didn't have Tzinas V'Nishma. According to Rabbi Kiva, Vayikra means that you have to do a non-Nas V'Nishma. So explains Tzvasemes, when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael according to Rabbi Shmuel, I'm only adding according to Rabbi Shmuel, I was Mekabel the Torah. It says, Hashem only speaks to me because of you. It says that Tzvasemes is only because of you. He speaks to me in your language. Bishvilchem means in your path. HaKadosh Baruch, even Har Sinai, is the same thing as Oyal Moyed. And that's why it's a small aleph. To tell me, the Torah told me, is the small aleph. He never told me more, even though I could have gotten more. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the two different conceptions of life. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is one Torah, which is the Torah that was given in Sinai, and that's a separate breeze, and that one is things beyond anything that only Moshe Rabbeinu can understand. Then Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down to us, and that Kibbeyoch is another Kabbalah Satoira. So there was a Kabbalah Satoira way beyond and above. According to the Bishmol, no. Whatever he told us in Sinai is what he told us in Olmoed, which is the Torah that relates to what. That's why Bershasha says, Lemur, realize that Kibbeyoch could have given much more, but he spoke to me in your path. And Lechoira, this is exactly the Machloik is Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shmol by Klal Uprat Uklal. The Gemara says in Daf Chovov the following. The Gemara in Daf Chovov says that Rabbi Shmuel did learn from Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. He learns Klal Uprat. Rabbi Akiva did learn from Nochem Ish Gamzu. He learned the idea of Ribo Miet. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's very Gishmak. What is Klal Uprat? Did he learn from Nechunya ben Akana? The Gemara says Klal Uprat in Baklal El Mashba Prat. Whenever there's a Klal, and there was a prat, the prat is exactly, the klal only has what the prat has. Which means something very simple that makes a lot of sense. In Sinai, they were said, but the prat came, and the klal is only as much as the prat. Rabbi Akiva holds Riba Umiyat. There are two anhogas. There's anhogas Sinai, and Riba Umiyat says, Chatois explains this in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Tois Vermaschal Ike Nozer, that Riba Umiyat is riba hakol, and is only miyot, is a stira between the ribui and the miyot. It's not that the miyot is explaining the ribui. There's a stira, and therefore what we say is that the ribui is barabi hakol, and the miyot tells you has to be kaina prat. Doesn't have to be exactly the prat, it has to be kaina prat. Has to be an extension, but has to be a relationship to it. That's Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva learns that the Torah was given in Ribo Miet. There is a Ribui, there is a great Anhoga in Sinai. And then there's another Anhoga, there's another Kabbalah Satoira here. And the Anhoga, how do you relate it to? Is that this Anhoga can grow the Prat to Keina Prat. It could explain anything that's Doime to it. That's why Rebbe Akiva is the one who owns the world of Echod, that the Torah can expand itself even to the Tagid. That's why the Gemara Menucha says that Rabbi Akiva was doing the Tagid, because you expand the Torah to beyond just the regular halachas, into something beyond, as long as it's somehow connected. The Riba Umiyat is Rabbi Nechunya, is Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochemish Gamzel sees that in even in Midas Adin there is Midas Achesed. So even the Torah Shaul Moed Midas Adin is very mitzumtzum. You could go ahead expand beyond. There is a pan of Chesed which is beyond the Oisius. That's Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is the world of Echod. That the world of mitzvahs and the world above, they can be connected. Riba Umiya, the two Divrei Torah, and the two Divrei Torah connect as long as there is a Shaychus to both. So you could be Me'achet both. That's Riba Umiya, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Torah Be'olam Hazeh is only given Be'olam Hazeh. It's not given anything above Be'olam Hazeh. Ein Baklal Ela Ma'sheva Prat. Mimila, this is something that is a world of a difference between the two. Rabbi Akiva holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you can only darshan what's in the Pasuk. So he darshans everything droshes are related to the Pasuk because it's what is related directly. There's nothing beyond. Ein baklal el mashe baprat. Rabbi Akiva holds there is something even beyond what's cognitive. Ke'ein haprat. That's why Riba Umiyat. You could get to a Torah which is Lemaila from the Asog of Oil Moed. That's why Rabbi Akiva holds Mishnah. Because Mishnah means these alochas that you are saying, they have a validity beyond the cognitive psukim that you could make. That's main aprat. That's why the Kabbalah from the two are very different. The Kabbalah from Rabbi Shmuel, you had to go in the Shomayim. In the Oretz, you couldn't. You had to go in Cholos, which is the trend, which you have to go in transcending and you go into some kind of a trance to go above the Malachim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's all seamless. From the Torah that we learn, you could extrapolate to something beyond. You could take the Chumash and through a Medrash achieve Kabbalah. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's why it's something very interesting. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Malachim said, Na hoitcha l'shamayim. And what the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered? Because the Torah, the Anhogas, is only Shaykh to Adam, is not Shaykh to Malachim. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu only gave us the Torah of Oel Moed, which are all the Halachas and Anhogas he gave us here. According to Rabbi Akiva, he gave us the Halachas, but he gave us the ability to transcend beyond the Halachas to the Torah of the Malachim. And that's what the Pasuk says. Lakachta Alisa Lamorim Shovisa Shevi Lakachta Matonas Bodem. So Bisalivi has Lakachta Matonas is a serum in the Ubay. He says, yes, because Lakachat you're paying, and Matonas you're getting for nothing. He says, yes, Turashimichsav is Matona, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to you, Turashimach pays Lakachas. But the problem is, Shovisa Shevi makes no sense. Shovisa means that you're captured. If you're given, you're not captured. So the Galamukas says, the Shevi is Roshetevus Shim Ben Yochai. Because that Torah, the Malachim Kabbalah, you took away from the Malachim. According to Rabbi Akiva, it was given. That's the Torah of Sinai. According to Rabbi Shmuel, wasn't. So Rabbi Shmuel, you have to always, that's Rabbi Chuli Ben Akani, you have to always, quote unquote, negotiate to the Malachim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that was given, and that's Anhog of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, is the ultimate Anhog of Sayichut. Oil Moed and Sinai are two things which are clashing that you always need to reconcile. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no such a thing. Torah Sinai was never given to us. Was only given what the Prat is in Baklal Mashab Prat. It becomes an Afkimina Gdoila Mad Moed. Toises quotes, and Toises says in Soita Davchav Dalad Amud Beis that according to Rabbi Kiva, never the Torah spoke Beloshem Ne'odam. The Torah has never repetitions. There is a Dios omnisignificance. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. Because the Torah was given Adas Bnei Adam. According to Rabbi Akiva, was given much higher. You have the ability to extrapolate to much higher. That's why the Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Beis Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol Parsha Parsha Shenemra. It's sometimes if there is an extra word, or there is an extra Parsha, it could be that was extra for one additional thing. Alon Nemra, Alon Nishnez, Elon Dovash Nishadesh, because Losh Bnei Adam. According to Rabbi Akiva, everything connects to something much higher. There's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Hanheg Baim Dir Nag Derech Eretz. You have to leave the world in the physical world. You can't get away. According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you could get away to the Yechidim. Because according to them, that was the Yichud, the Torah Sinai and Torah Soel Moed both were given to us. Well, Moed is not a Pirush and Sina, it's an additional Kabbalah Satoyer. It's the Riba Umiyad, the Soyser, which allows you to go above the Prat ke'ein aprat. Mimela did you couldn't send the mechilta. The mechilta is a machloek to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. What is the answer of the mitzvahs? Rabbi Shmuel holds that the answer of mitzvahs as a hen, and the mitzvahs leisos said they said no. And Rabbi Akiva said you say yes on everything. So Rabbi Shmuel always says that's the difference between them. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you look at the practical terms. Don't do it, so you don't do it. But for us, they don't do it extrapolates to ideas and Kabbalistic ideas, which are realities. So you say hen. You don't say love, because the love is just one little down here of representation that a mitzvah is much higher than above. And that's machloik is the mechilta. Mechilta min ha-shomayim, this is a steal in the psukim. One post says min ha-shomayim, and the other post says min Sinai. So says Rabbi Kir Mishmoel that the call was Mishamayim, but the Dibra is or Misinai. So explains the Malbim that the call, meaning, is the voice beyond. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us, he spoke to us all in Olam Hazeh, which is Misinai. Rabbi Akiva holds no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Shamayim, Irkin, Shamayim al Harsina. Shamayim and Harsina became one, which is that part of it is Min HaShamayim, part of it Min HaAretz. That is Sinai and Noel Moed. So Mimela understand that that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the idea of Mishnah, the idea of Echod, the idea of the seamlessness between something which is Kabbalah and ideas and mitzvahs, and therefore there is not an extra word. According to Rabbi Shmuel, no. The Torah of Kabbalah and etc. is in the Shemaim. Was never given to us. That's in the Malach. We have to go. What was given to us was only the practical part of it, and that's how we have to relate, and that's how we have to learn. And that translates in the Machloekis, the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva is the one of the Mishnah, or the Dvar Torah Shebaal Peh. That is the ultimate Echod of Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva thought that we got into already Yemois HaMashiach, when you got Torah HaMashiach. That is what Rabbi Akiva is all about. And that's why Rabbi Akiva, the introduction to the Mishnah, is the concept of the Mishnah. The Mishnah could say something because it extrapolates above the Psukim. Sometimes the Mishnah can come from the Tagim, Shlomo says, Ke'ein aprat. Therefore, you cannot only tie to the Psukim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, no. The Torah never goes beyond its halachas, Dibra Torah, Kloshim Neodom, and therefore he did not agree to the concept of Mishnah. His system of learning is the concept of Medrash. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't quote Halivni, already says in Mishnah, Gemara, and Halacha, that all the Rabbi Shmuel's Talmidim, Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yonasan, the Gemara says, the Rabbi's Talmidim, were never brought in the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Shmuel's system is not the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva's system is the Mishnah, only Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Shmuel. And that's Lishitosim, if the Torah is one Torah, or the, what, how much of Torah was given to us? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Shomayim? Or is the Shomayim is only the call beyond, as it becomes the voice to us, like the Malbim, he gave us only what is Loshem Neodom, Bishvilchem Dibra. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the world of Torah is all in the concept of the Oisias. There is no Kisri HaOisias. To go Kisri HaOisias, you have to go ahead and get Rishos for the Malachim. The only one to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us not only the Prat, but Ein HaPrat on Ribi or Miet in these two Matan Torah, is Rabbi Akiva, and that's why Soy Deecho. That's why Akiva is Davka with a Akiva, could be spelled with a He with an Aleph. So the Zaruah says always that he saw in the dream, or Zaruah Latzadiku Leishre Lev Simcha, is Sofei Tevas Akiva, and that's with a Hey. But we say Akiva with an Aleph because Akiva is the one who brought the world of Ichud, which is the world of consilience, in the world that's Mechaber, and that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, which is taking Droshas into the concept of the Mishnah, and our Mishnah is the introduction to such an idea.